ain't seen no ghosts.
Peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace. So, in this video, we're going to be talking about the group Bone Thugs and Harmony. Now, I did a video on Eazy-E, but I never really tapped in to the rap group Bone Thugs and Harmony, all right? And, you know, a lot of people know that they've had ties with the occult, with things such as the Ouija board and all of that stuff, right? But we're going to talk about it today in this video, all right? Now, for those that don't know, Bone Thugs and Harmony actually started off in 1993, all right? Under the rap name B-O-N-E, Bone Enterprises, all right? Now, they formed the group in the Cleveland, Ohio area, all right, as young teens. Now, the group originally consisted of Lazy Bone, Crazy Bone, Busy Bone, and two other individuals by the name of Scanto and K Chill. Now, Lazy Bone had connections in LA at the time, all right, and they actually got the group connected with a guy by the name of Kermit Henderson, all right. Who actually signed the young men to an indie deal slash production deal. This is how they basically got their feet wet in the industry. All right. Now, a lot of people may believe Lazy Bone has connections and all of that stuff. I don't know. I can't go into detail about it. But I will say that he did play a significant role in Bone Thugs' career. All right. Now, in my personal opinion, I believe the guy Kermit Henderson, all right, introduced them to the occult, all right, when he made them change their name from Band-Aid Boys to Bone Thugs, all right. Now, as we know, bones are associated, all right, with witchcraft, and I'm going to read y'all this article real quick, all right. Now, now it says here, but for those who are interested, using animal bones, feathers, talons, claws, teeth, horns, and so on are following in the thousands of years of tradition and history that crosses geographical and cultural lines. And that's where a lot of us find the pull, is in that rich historical traditions of using animal bones in the ways that our ancestors did. We are honoring those traditions, those ancestors, and frankly, we are honoring the animals as well. And I'll tell you why I think so. Using animal remains in our practices acknowledge and calls upon the strength and particular attributes of that animal. Rather than wasting these remains, we are applying them in other ways and recognizing the qualities of that animal that we would like to emulate or apply to our workings. All right. Now, K Chill left along with Scanto when they got involved in that stuff. And I'm going to play this clip for y'all.
Who decided to call it Faces of Death? Was that like a label move or was that a bone move?
Man, I'm sure it had to be the bone because, you know, already Anna be calling herself Leatherface and shit, and you know, they used to be, we grew up off all that Faces of Death and Texas Chainsaw. You know, they used to actually be playing with that Ouija board and shit, like, and that's one thing I'm gonna say, I never fuck with him with that Ouija board, none of that shit. Like, I was always just, you know, these are my dudes and shit, and we roll, and, you know, we were ride or die for each other, but it was like, I always was chill, and they always was bomb. And not to mention, like, this real shit, like, people come out as artists and shit and everything, and it's, you know, that's a lot of act. That's what they call them, an act, you know what I mean? Because entertainment or whatever, but there's a lot of that shit was like from that Bobby Jones situation to they literally used to be trying to get me to come right in the graveyard and shit, and I'd be like, oh, fucking crazy. And you know, we just link back up the next day, play video games, smoke weed and kick it and all that, drink 40s or whatever, but like all that Ouija and graveyard shit and all that shit, they know they could miss me with that shit. They know I was never on that shit. And yeah, that is ironic that I'm the one that was still on St. Clair while they was all over the world with this, because I did not fucking, so, you know, I will say my soul is very intact.
Now, Crazy Bone says, all right, in an interview, right, that has been scrubbed off the internet. You can't find it nowhere. It was on his podcast a few years ago, and I truly believe that he got rid of it because of the flack that he was catching, right? But he mentioned in one of these interviews that, the guys was playing with the Ouija board, and it told him that somebody in their family was going to die. But check this clip out here on Drink Champs.
Yeah, the inspiration was like, I mean, the first Crossroads we made, if people don't know, like we did a Crossroads original one that was on our album. And that was for one of our homies that passed away in the hood. So he got killed trying to break up a fight. You know what I'm saying? He got killed. And so we did the song for him. But after Easy signed us, like we had started losing like a lot of our people, like Wishbone, Uncle Charles got robbed and killed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mentioned him on the record.
Lazy Bone lost his child.
God bless.
My cousin was murdered. One of our closest friends was murdered. And this is my brother-in-law.
In the Cleveland area?
Yeah, my brother-in-law was murdered. And every last one of them shot in the head. Every last one of them. Except for Lazy's unborn child. Every last one of them shot in the head. Nobody never found for the murder. So it was like, bro, we get on and we doing all this positive stuff, but all this negative shit is happening to us. Like, we like, fuck is going on? So we like, we gotta pay homage. Let's remix this song and pay them homage. Like, we didn't do this song trying to win Grammys. Like, we doing this song for the people that passed away.
Right.
And for us to heal and their families. And that shit just was like,
and what does crossroads actually mean? What does that word actually mean?
Man, crossroads, like, it's kind of funny because, like, you know, like, when we did the song, it's like, it's, the song crossroads is actually like you're going to see the person again at some crossroads and stuff,
and
like
bro,
that.
A road, you're going to cross together.
You know what I'm saying? But had I had the knowledge I have now, I probably never would have made the song.
Really?
Because I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't like.
Subscribe to that.
Yeah. I have a.
Because you really
a lot more knowledge right now. You know what I'm saying?
What does Illuminati have to do with that?
That's what I'm. When Wikipedia you, they say you like Illuminati or you think niggas.
No, he don't like them.
Now, I truly believe they asked this Ouija board who was going to sign them, all right? And it gave them the name Eric Wright, all right? Now, they took a bus from Cleveland to LA and search for Eazy-E for 4 months. Alright. Then they actually got a call that Eazy-E would be performing in Ohio. That's when they had went back home and got signed. Alright. Now they dedicated songs to this Ouija board nonsense, and many of their albums also pointed towards the Ouija man, right? And they actually promoted occult themes. You know, but you got to ask yourself, there's no reason why they sold 30 million records, all right, and didn't play around with none of this stuff, right? You know, check out what Lazy says about the Ouija board.
Do we mess with Ouija boards? We played with it a few times, but it was like, we did, I'm going to tell you how it all came down. It was Lazy and Busy. They started it. Okay? I'm just going to put this out here right now. Let everybody know. It's going to come out in the movie anyway. Okay? They did it. I was minding my business. At home. At my mama's house. And these came over my house like, yo, we got to talk to you about something. I'll go, you know, like I was on my couch sleep. These niggas came on my house like, yo, get up. We gotta talk to you about something. I was like, what? And they was like, let's go upstairs in your room. I was like, okay. I'll go upstairs. These niggas like, hey, we gonna make it. I said, what the fuck y'all talking about? I was like, we asked the Ouija board. I say, what the fuck is the Ouija board? What? They was like, we played it. And I was like, what, you have to, y'all play? So they was like, we're going to bring it over so you can play it. And I was like, oh. I was like, okay. Knowing I wasn't supposed to be best one nothing like this. But I was just like, okay, yeah, bring it over. So they came over and they went up, came up in my attic because my bedroom was in the attic. So we went up there and these niggas, I didn't believe it because these niggas was like, I was like, man, y'all moving this thing. Get the hell up out of here. You're not about to trick me. Yeah, it was peer pressure. It was like the attic scene, like the old scary movies and shit. You know what I'm saying? It was like the black ghetto horror film. And so anyway, I didn't believe it. You know what I'm saying? I didn't believe it. But you know, but there was plenty of accident questions and it was just crazy. But I know one time they was playing it and we was over Lay house. We was over Lazy's house and they was just playing it. They had some kids over from school just trying to show off and they was sitting up under the Lay had bunk beds in his room, so they were sitting up under. They were sitting at the bottom bunk, playing the game. And this bunk bed, we used to like wrestle. We used to like throw each other off the top of the bunk beds, like wrestle, just like be all over this room. But this bunk bed never collapsed ever. Bunk bed never collapsed. And as soon as they got up from the bottom bunk, playing the game, as soon as they got up off the bed, the top bunk collapsed and fell on top of the bottom one, like, dude, no lie. I was like, you know what? I'm not coming over your house no more. I'm down to tell you, ain't no joke. For real, open up them doors you can't close. That's why, man, that's why I say you don't mess with all that. None of that stuff, psychic readers and, man, I'm telling you, one time I was in Miami, and I was at a tattoo parlor, and I was with Powder P Crazy, and this comes in with a goddamn psychic in the tattoo parlor. And she just in here tripping, and she comes in the tattoo parlor, walk past everybody, and straight up to me, talking about, I would love to read you. I get a strong vibe from you. I'm like, you better get the fuck away from me. I thought the bitch was on crack. I said, hey, man, you better get your little crazy friends away from me, man, okay? She talking about she want to read me. Bitch, fuck, do I look like a goddamn newspaper? Yeah, man, she spooked me out. She was talking about, I was like, and she was trying to get me to go next door and everything. I was like, no, I'm cool. You ain't about to tell me anything. What the fuck wrong with you? Yeah, bitch, going there talking about, you're going to die. Had me fucked the whole day. Bitch, wait a minute. Fuck you talking about I'm supposed to die? Bitch, wait a minute. I got a show to do, bitch. I'm supposed to get paid tonight. Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Give me some bad news like that. Crazy. No. Okay, well, if the Cavs win, what I'm going to get? See, that's the one way.
Now, I'm not buying that. I'm just not buying it because, you know, a lot of people don't know that the occult is very heavy, all right, in the music industry. But the fact that he wants people to leave that stuff alone, okay, it's like, you know, they know about this stuff, man. And a lot of rappers tap in with this dark stuff and get answers from it, you know what I'm saying? All of this weird stuff, man. So just be careful out there, y'all. If y'all trying to chase fame and stuff like that, but, you know, you got people like Bone Thugs telling y'all, you know, what actually goes on in the industry. Alright, so with that being said, I hope I explained this video for y'all in brief detail. And I'm going to get to some more work, y'all. Alright, peace.